Welcome, my friends, to Scry and Miri for the Gaming Advice Podcast. I'm Riley.
I'm Dennis. I had low faith, by the way, that you were going to say gaming there.
Why? Well, the thing is, the listeners don't know, Dennis, that it usually takes me a second. I still often say the MTG Advice Podcast and then have to redo it. But this one, fresh.
Got there.
No retakes. Dennis, I hesitate to say, but I think it's true this time. Big show today.
Genuinely, yeah, I think so.
We've got a lot to get across. Starting with, I guess, do you want to do the ad first, or I guess it is part of the ad. Thanks to all the Patreon people supporting us on Patreon. Thanks, particularly all the fresh cheese bags.
How you eat a cheese bag?
I thought maybe that was you salivating at the thought of a fresh cheese bag as opposed to a stale one.
How much? Is it even any man? How much money would I have to pay you to eat a bag of shredded cheese? Just like with your hands.
How big is the bag?
I don't know, a kilogram?
A kilogram? Sorry, that's not a regular size
bag. Half a kilogram maybe, I don't know.
Like, when you go to the supermarket and buy a bag of shredded cheese, it's often like 300 grams, 250 grams, yeah.
Yeah, a government issue standard regulation bag of shredded cheese.
How much would it cost me to eat that?
Is it the price of a bag of
cheese?
No,
I wouldn't do it for pleasure. I like cheese, but not that much. Mm-hmm. I don't know, probably like 20 pounds.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Patreon.com slash Scry Me River. Get on.
No,
there.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't take much. A little bit of an incentive. Anyway. So thanks to the people supporting us, Patreon, we've decided to do the Scry Me River game night, which is now a watch along because apparently Arcane won by like 10,000,000,000,000% or something.
Yeah, it was not particularly close.
So now I'm watching a League of Legends anime, so that's good.
This truly is the darkest time.
I have been playing Legends of Runeterra, and I am playing a deck with Jace in it, and he does talk to Albus Farrow a lot.
Who is Albus Farrow?
I don't know. I assume that was someone from Arcane. No?
There might be if I don't know by name.
He's like a bloke with glasses. He seems to be like the guy who funds him.
This person is not in the show.
Okay, all right. So there's a card called Albus Farrow in Legends of Runeterra
Pharaoh's Dividend, yeah.
That takes a Jace, like it tutors up a Jace for you in your hand. But when you play the two cards at the same time, they have a little bit of a conversation.
I'm sure that doesn't get old.
Legends of Runeterra, well, this is the thing, they've got lots of different voice lines recorded for not just every like legend and champion and everything, like every card.
Yeah, League of Legends has like every individual combination of champions has a different thing.
I'm not even talking about champions. I'm talking about when you play a 2-mana 2/2, right? Mm-hmm. He has like three different voice lines when he comes into play, when he attacks, when he blocks, when he dies. Yeah. The game's great.
Wow.
So let's see if the anime's any good as well. I'm worried, man, because like I'm circling the...
You're circling the League of Legends drain,
circling the League of Legends drain. And like, I'm enjoying, you know, I enjoyed Ruined King. I've been enjoying Legends of Runeterra.
Well, here's how they get... You start playing TFT again. It's the same client, man. Then you're...
This is what I'm worried about. Like, no one I've spoken to has had anything bad to say about Arcane. Like, my resistance seems to be, like, almost Grinch-like.
I mean, that's not unlike you.
It's not unlike me, but everyone's like, oh, no, Arcane's great. You need to watch it. I'm like...
Ugh. Right, would you like to guess Arcane's rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, is it like 90 plus?
It's 100.
No, it's not.
It's 100.
It's the best anime ever made, apparently.
100 reviewer score and 98 audience score.
That is unbelievable because the audience score, that will consist of League of Legends fans who hate everything, particularly League of Legends.
Particularly League of Legends.
I can't believe that. Wow, it must be really good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be fun to watch it. We'll report back. We were hoping to do it this week, but obviously Dennis is getting married. Oh, so he's
it'll
busy.
It'll probably be like next Thursday or something, right?
Yeah. I'm happy to do it this weekend. I'm happy to. You are the obstacle.
I could actually unironically do it on Sunday if you wanted.
I'm leaving. I'm flying to...
Yeah, I'll be home by then, though.
Oh, you want to do it? No, listen, mate. It's your wedding.
It's been my first night as a married man, basically. Watching 2 hours of a League of Legends cartoon with you.
I'm sure your new wife would love that. No, I'll do it next week. Unfortunately, Dennis had to get married this weekend. Very selfish of him. So, excellent. Let's do ad chat because then we've got some wedding chat coming up as well. Not just the Patreon. Patreon.com/ScryMeRiver. Sign up.
You have a chance now to get in on watching Arcane with us.
Yeah, get in.
Got some interesting competitions running in December at channelfireball.com, Riley.
Okay.
Two separate giveaways. You ready?
Maybe you should start selling stuff instead of giving it away. How about that?
No.
It's not how Channel Fireball works?
two separate giveaways. All you got to do is shop any order counts, chomphobble.com, buy whatever you want, get in with a chance to win either, and we're giving away both, but either a PlayStation 5.
Whoa.
Gold does those right now.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, for the true gamer.
Or an Oculus Quest 2. You too could join Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse. Plug in.
Oh my goodness! There's no depth to which you won't like. You'll sell anything, won't you?
Have you tried an Oculus?
I've ocularized a few times.
You're coming over tomorrow. I'm gonna go buy Resident Evil 4 on the Oculus.
I've been at your place when you've had the Oculus,
and we didn't play.
No, I have mixed experiences. So, my family's susceptible to migraines. Me, my brother, my sister, my mum, we all get them. And sometimes when I plug in, Dennis, I get the stankiest, strongest, most unbelievably powerful migraines you've ever seen. And then sometimes I'm absolutely fine.
Two from the PlayStation 1. Which VR headset did you use? Do you recall?
The one where you put it over your eyes. I don't know, dude.
Was it plugged into anything?
No, it was wireless.
Yeah, that's probably the Quest 2. That's the best one that I've... Because that's like the easiest...
Okay.
It goes down the easiest into your eyeballs, shall we say.
I can give another crack, but I don't like tempting fate. Because it doesn't agree with me all the time. Anyway, we'll give it a crack.
Chomphobble.com, coupon code SMAR. Get across
it. I'll give the Oculus a crack. We're not playing Resident Evil 4. Wait, is Resident Evil 4 the one in Africa?
No, it's 5. The Resident Evil 4 is the one in Spain.
Okay. Is it scary?
No, it's kind of more just like an action shooter.
Like, I'm a lot less scared. Like, I think my entry point to the series at Resident Evil 7 gave me a very, very bad impression of how scary the series is. It's not that scary. Like, if they're more...
I would say 4 is substantially less scary than 8.
And 8 isn't that scary.
No, 8's kind of just... You enjoyed 8.
That's generous.
Sure.
It was fine.
You liked the last 15 minutes where you got all the big cool guns and the night vision goggles.
That was good. I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that. Once I got into how silly it was, how ridiculous some of the scenes were, that was fine. But Resident Evil 7 just didn't have any of those.
Riley, what do you think the plot of Resident Evil 4 is, talking about silly and ridiculous?
In Spain?
Yeah. So you play...
Is it running of the bulls, except it's running of the zombie bulls? Kind of.
So you play as Leon Kennedy.
Okay.
Who is the guy from Resident Evil 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been tasked, right? You were a police officer in Raccoon City.
Okay.
And now you have been tasked to go to Spain to rescue the president's daughter, who's been kidnapped by a cult.
Okay.
Led by a tiny Napoleon-like man.
Sure.
And that he wears like a trifold hat.
Yeah, he's very into it, yep.
And then a guy who looks a lot like Darth Sidious, called Salazar, I want to say. And they've invented this like Los Plagos virus thing that turns people into zombies.
Okay. Sounds pretty tame.
But why is it the president's daughter? And you just rock up in a village in Spain with a photo of Ashley Johnson, who's the president's daughter. No, that's the voice actress who plays Ellie in The Last of Us. Ashley something.
Yeah.
And you go up and you're like, hello, have you seen this woman? And the guy's like, blah, 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 and that's the game.
Okay. Well, now I don't need to play it, so thank you for saving
that's
me that.
That's true.
But a PlayStation 5 as well, up for grabs, as well as the Oculus Rift.
PlayStation 5 or Oculus Quest 2.
Oculus something.
Oculus Quest 2 is an amazing VR headset. I would strongly recommend anybody buy one. And while
you don't need to buy one.
Exactly. The most fun way to do it is pick up yourself some Shocklands from chompable.com.
Mm-hmm.
Use coupon code SMAR.
Coupon
code SMAR.
And you're guaranteed a chance to win.
I can confirm that your chances triple or quadruple by using coupon code SMAR. I can fudge the numbers in the back end if you really want to fix the contest.
We can make sure we slide that PS4 or the PS5 over to someone who uses coupon code SMAR.
No, this person used coupon code KNIGHT. I just hit the re-roll there.
Shut up, idiot. That's not
LR. No.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. Excellent. All right. Well, that's cool. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Good place to go. And I hear there's some sort of festive celebration coming up in late December.
Give the gift of magic, Riley.
Give the gift of...
Or flesh and blood or Pokemon or whatever you want.
Colored wizard squares. The greatest gift of all. But Dennis, you're wanting to sell out this week for an entirely different reason. Dennis has inserted something very interesting into the show notes. Chair chat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I bought a Secret Lab Titan, which is one of those Gamer Boy chairs.
So is the Titan the mightiest of the Secret Lab chairs?
I think it's actually the default one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where does it go out? What are above the Titans in Greek mythology?
There's
Uranus and Gaia.
I bought the Kronos. Yeah.
No, Kronos is a Titan. What a guy! Like Uranus and Gaia are they Titans? Seventh planet from the sun. That's not what I'm looking for. Personification of Sky, one of the Greek primordial deities. Right. So they've got the secret lab. They got the secret lab Titan, and then above that, the secret lab primordial deity.
So Riley, I'm gonna share my screen here again. Visual gag. I guess head to secretlab.eu. Use coupon code SMAR. I won't do anything, but I'll let them know.
Give it a go.
If anyone from Secret Lab is listening, I mean, this would have been great to do a couple weeks ago. I'd love a free chair. I guess I'll take a second one. I don't know. I'd just pay for this one. But
as you can see, put your feet on it.
That's true. As you can see, I bought the default normal looking black one.
I mean, I can't see that, Dennis. I don't know anything
here,
about
these. I'll stand up for
it. I mean, I can see the chair, but oh my goodness. Oh, he's just stood up from it. It's got a lot of bells and whistles, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everything is adjustable. It's ridiculous.
It looks like a racing car chair.
But right, look at the special editions they make. I opted not to get any of these.
Okay.
But you can get yourself a nice Superman chair.
Oh, Miss Fortune?
Yeah, there's a Viego one.
Dark Knight, House Stark, the Joker. Okay, so we've got like...
They're for real gamers, right?
League of Legends.
The Joker, yeah.
DC Comics.
Cool.
Overwatch. Monster Hunter.
Cyberpunk 2077, if you want a chair that is kind of unfinished and blurry in a lot of places, that's a good one for that.
They've got Dota right next to League. Wow.
Oh, yeah, they're playing both sides of the field for sure.
Yeah, there's exactly. They're ready for all comers here.
In collaboration with Arcane, right? There's the new Jinx one.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like that one.
But yeah, I would recommend. Like, I figured, we talked about this a little before we went on the air. Like, I sit in this chair for work every day. I sit in this chair to play video games after work. I sit in this chair to record the podcast with you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time sitting in a chair. And my old, like, Amazon office chair or whatever was starting to fall apart. And I was like, maybe I will just get a nice chair. Mm. Like, it's like skimping on a mattress, you know? You spend a third of your life on it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, probably spend more than that in your office chair.
Well, I was always told, I can't remember where I've got it, but someone told me never skimp on anything that stops you from touching the ground. So
shoes,
mattresses, car tires, and I guess chairs.
Chairs, yeah. Car tires. You don't want. Well, that's not because it's happening. That's because they'll kill you if one of them blows out in the highway.
It's a way to put it in that category of things that stop you from touching the ground. True. And I guess a good car tires prevent you from touching the ground in the sense that, you know, you won't skid out in a car, fly through the windscreen,
and become
a smear on the pavement. Exactly.
But yeah, would recommend so far a Secret Lab Titan. Very, very good chair. And please, Secret Lab, reach out. We'll take the coupon code.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
The unofficial ad read. So, Riley.
Yeah, what would it be? The hopeful, the optimistic ad read, hoping that it will be. Like those Instagram influencers who would do fake ad posts. Like there were ones who would be like, oh, thanks so much, Pandora, for this necklace. It's beautiful. Hashtag ad.
So that the hope that ASOS sees that and then
Pandora, like, we didn't sponsor you. You bought that.
That's smart.
You bought that at full retail. And yeah.
This episode brought to you by Audible.com. ExpressVPN.
NordVPN too.
MeUndies.
Yeah. Dennis, the problem I'm having is that razors are just too expensive. I only have about $1 that I can spend per shave. Is there some kind of club I could join?
I think like facial hair is an important part of my identity. I wish I could join the club for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But not one where you spend a lot of money.
No, a very minimal entry club.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, something I've been looking forward to for a long time. And with the wedding on Saturday, we're going to have the ultimate clash of the Titans, fine dining and Riley Knight's palette.
Oh, I thought we were going to get us two secret lab chairs and joust on them.
Oh, that sounds pretty sick, actually. If you send me a second secret lab chair, I will joust.
We'll call it Clash of the Titans.
That's not bad.
That's very good.
I'm going to come down the aisle in this thing. It's going to be great.
Just a me real in the front gamer pulling wedding. A rope.
That's your job, bro.
All right, let's go.
All right.
So for those of you catching up or joining us for the first time, welcome. By all means, welcome. Dennis is having his wedding at a very fancy venue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say very fancy. It's only got 2 stars.
It's only got 2 Michelin stars.
It's a 2-star restaurant. Like, 2 stars. He didn't choose.
I cannot wait for you to say that to my soon-to-be mother-in-law. It's going to be very entertaining.
He didn't say, wait, she won't get it, will she?
No, she'll... I think she'll be like, well, no, it's 2 Michelin stars. You're like, yeah, 2 stars.
Yeah, 2 stars. Are they not 3 stars or 4 stars?
There's no 4.
I guess 5 stars is probably too expensive, but like, I'm 2-star restaurant. All right, that's good. I'll add that in. Anyway, so we're going to this 2-star restaurant, which apparently is really fancy. 2 stars, I don't know. For context, Megan and I went out for dinner last Friday to a Thai restaurant in the city that on Google Maps had 3 pound signs next to its name. So we really splashed out. That is unlike you. And I had a terrible time. I had a
I want to put in a disclaimer here very quickly. This is not me being classist. It's not that Riley can't afford to eat at nice places. Riley doesn't want to eat at nice places.
I don't. I never do. And I went out with Megan. I was like, you know what? We'll have a nice meal. We'll go to a nice restaurant just like you wanted. We'll do something we'll do something like that. You know, Megan is on the same kind of level with me with food generally, but I mean, she likes nice romantic.
She would like to be wined and dined.
Every now and again. Right? So we went out and there was wine and there was dine and it was all garbage. This restaurant was, on the pictures, it looked so nice. Mirrors and beautiful lights and a lovely decor. Yeah. We were stuck in a back room where you could see the elevator that led to the office buildings that were above it. It was like there was a bright light shining, like a fluorescent light shining through the window right into my eye. It was not a nice restaurant.
No, no.
And then, of course, I paid £15, right? 15 British pounds of silver I paid, right? For a very small bowl of fried rice. With 3 pieces of cucumber cut all fancy on the side of it. And when I asked for a glass of pineapple juice, they didn't ask which size and automatically gave me the largest size, which cost £4. I was not a happy chappy, Dennis, to say the least.
What did
you have
for your main?
I picked a main off the main course thing that was like, you know, Thai spicy fried rice with chicken. Right? Mm-hmm. Had some fancy name in Thai, which I'm not even going to attempt to remember because I don't know what it was. And it was a large ramekin of fried rice. Tasted fine, but I was very cranky and I ruined the entire day.
Oh, no.
I did. Well, I was very grumpy. Rally. So instead, Megan and I went out. We got dressed up again on Monday and we went out and we went to a pub and had very nice food there. Which was less expensive. There was more of it and we had a much better time.
So, Riley, this is a a la carte menu. So you have options.
What's a not a la carte menu? What?
Ordinarily at a wedding, you just get to choose like meat or fish.
Oh, it's like a fixed menu. Okay, sure. Yeah, okay.
But this is, there are more options. There's like 4 options for each course here.
Okay.
So, I'm going to read them to you, and you can decide what you're going to have now. You don't have to tell them until you tell the waiter on Saturday.
This is a bit of I'm doing a bit of homework here. Yeah, doing a bit of prep.
So,
okay,
starters, Riley. Pan roast duck foie gras with pineapple, dark rum caramel, and tonka.
What is tonka?
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to Google tonka.
So,
tonka is an American producer of toy trucks.
Yes, I know that.
So that's obviously not what we're looking for.
So a Tonka truck on top of that. I can play with that. I can play. They say don't play with your food, but I get to do that.
It's served in a Tonka truck. No, it's a bean.
Well, I'm not really interested in that. If it were duck, maybe. I've never eaten duck, but I would try duck, but I'm not having foie gras. I'm not having foie gras, no. Okay, so that's out. Maybe I eat the pineapple. I like pineapple.
Second up.
Go on.
Marinated raw diver scallops.
Sorry, marinated and raw. So let's just soak this and then forget to cook it.
Yep.
And it's scallops, so that's seafood. I'm out of that. No.
Kohlrabi, lavage, green apple, and horseradish.
I don't even know what any of that is. I don't care. I'm not eating that.
All right. Third option.
Yep.
Croissant of soft cheese.
No. Don't like soft cheese. No.
You don't like soft cheese with heritage beetroots and honey citrus au jus doux.
I don't know what any of that is, but I guess that's the front runner just because it's cheese and how bad can cheese be, but I guess it can be very bad, especially when the French are involved. So next one.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, almost this entire menu mine was in French. All right. Next up, smoked aubergine tortellini.
Nope. I mean, I'll have the tortellini and I'll pick the aubergine out. I'm not eating eggplant.
And then your last option is cappellini dressed with tomato essence.
What's cappellini?
It's a pasta.
Okay.
With royal ossietra caviar.
Can I pick the caviar out? Like, is the caviar on the side?
Not sure how mixed in it will be.
Because I like the pasta. That's fine.
Yeah, this is just a tomato. I believe a cappellini is like an angel hair. It's a very thin.
Yeah, that sounds good. But then the caviar is probably mixed in. Oh, maybe it's like glomped on top and then I could just scoop it off.
It might be glomped on top. Have you ever tried caviar?
No, of course not. I hate it. I'm never eating it.
I hadn't tried it either until quite recently and it's really tasty.
No. I'm not going to eat it. I'll just give it to Jeff. I'll put it on Jeff's plate.
That's true. That's reasonable.
Jeff's going to get a lot of bonus food off of me. I tell you this: I'm a great person to sit next to at a fancy, at a fancy place where dishes are coming out and they're all nice because you get a lot of food off of me. Anyway, yep. So
next up, Riley,
I guess I'll have the pasta caviar on the side, please,
and hope you can scoop it onto Jeff's plate.
Okay.
For the main,
all right.
Poached black sole.
That's fish. I like fish.
with salt-baked Jerusalem artichoke.
Don't like artichoke, but that's fine. I won't eat that.
Toasted hazelnut and vinjon butter.
That sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. We're off to a flyer. I'll have the fish. Why are they poaching it? Why can't they just fry it like normal people?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll just ask for it fried. All right. So I'm having a fried bit of sole with, what was it, butter?
Salt-baked Jerusalem artichoke and toasted hazelnuts and Joan butter.
Okay, that sounds fine. So I'll say, can you pop the fish in the fryer, please, instead of poaching it? That's a weird thing to do with fish. Why would you poach a fish? That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Or maybe they're talking about the method of acquisition for the fish. Maybe they poach it from the King's Forest.
They don't have a permit for the to farm this fish.
Okay, so we've got fish, and then I'll just ask for some chips instead of artichokes.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
I'll go over a treat, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Next up,
yep.
Fillet of Irish beef.
That sounds like a steak to me.
With roast foie gras.
No.
Madeira and truffle jus.
No.
Lacquered Chaland duck.
I've never had duck. I don't think I like it.
With marinated radish, grapefruit, and yuzu. And with an Indian lime pickle.
That sounds nice.
The Indian lime pickle?
Maybe what I'll get Jeff to order that, and then I'll swap him the caviar for the Indian lime pickle, because that does sound very
pickle.
That does sound really nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then lastly, loin of Wicklow lamb.
I love a bit of lamb. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, now I'm excited. Because the fish, I was like, oh, I guess I'll eat the fish. But okay, so we got a little
spice and chartreuse and olive and artichoke. You can just not eat the artichoke if you don't want.
All right, I'm in for the lamb, dude.
You're in on the lamb? Wicklow lamb.
I love a bit of lamb. Mm.
It'll probably be on a bone. Oh, it might not be, actually.
That's fine. I mean, lamb, they don't eat a lot of lamb in this part of the world.
Irish lamb is very famous.
Yeah, but like in the UK and in
the UK does not
Germany,
even love
they don't
lamb,
eat a lot of lamb. In Australia, we love lamb in Australia.
There you go.
Oh.
So far,
okay,
it's pretty simple.
Okay, I'm into this. I mean, I can pick all... The other good thing about that is because it's not all mixed in, I can pick the stuff that I don't like out.
You don't have to eat the artichoke.
No, definitely not. That's going straight onto Jeff's plate.
And finally, we're out of the dessert.
Okay. I mean, now I'm asking myself, how bad could it possibly be, right? Because, like, how bad... Like, it's a dessert. How can they stuff up a dessert?
I do wish... There isn't, but I do wish there was a foie gras option in the dessert section so you could have it for all three courses.
Like, if one of the desserts should just be a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Like, that would be fine. All right, give me the desserts. Let's go.
Selection of French and Irish farmhouse cheeses.
That is not a dessert. That is a cheese.
Yeah, well, that's very common to have a dessert plate or a cheese plate in the dessert menu.
Mm.
Grand Coucou de Guyana chocolate tart.
Okay, I heard chocolate tart. I don't need all the rest of it. That sounds fine.
It looks like chocolate tart with bourbon vanilla ice cream.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's lovely. All right, I'll have that. Mm. This isn't that bad. Oh, okay, all right. Fine dining's not too bad after all. Let's go.
Tulamine raspberry mascarpone scented with rose Arlette pastry.
Too many words in that one. I don't know. I like a raspberry by itself, but you don't do anything fancy to a raspberry. Come on.
Pear and coffee
gavotte. Forget it. No.
You don't like coffee?
I don't really like coffee. Coffee's fine. But like, I assume if it's pear, it's cooked. Like, I don't mind a raw pear. Don't cook fruit. There's no fruit that needs cooking.
It's a gavotte.
A traditional French dance?
Yeah. That's what happened when I Googled it, too. This is going to have a cooked pear in it. It's poached pear, yeah. The pear will also have been illegally acquired.
You don't need to cook fruit. There's no fruit that needs cooking.
No. Tomatoes?
I prefer raw tomato.
I do, too, actually. Yeah. And then lastly, a dark chocolate cocoon with Bailey's ice cream.
Alcohol?
Probably not. Mm. Certainly not in a meaningful amount.
Well, I don't want to eat a chocolate caterpillar, so I'll just stick with the tart. That seems fine.
I'll be honest, when we picked the menu, we were like, what is the cocoon? We must have
it.
what is the dark chocolate chrysalis?
So what am I having? I'm having the pasta with caviar without caviar.
Yeah, you are having the cappellini dressed with tomato essence, royal Ossietra caviar.
As I say, pasta with caviar without caviar. Yep.
And then you're having the loin of Wicklow lamb with spice and chartreuse, olive and artichoke.
I think you'll find out we'll have it without the artichoke, but the olives, I love olives. Yep.
And then you're having the Grand Cru Coeur de Guyana chocolate tart with bourbon vanilla ice cream.
Okay. All right. So a bit of pasta, a bit of lamb, and a chocolate tart.
There will also be a tea and coffee course. I don't think you don't drink any
electrics, really drink tea or coffee, no.
And there will also be petit four.
Petit four. What is petit four, Dennis? I hesitate to ask.
Petit four is a bunch. There might actually be an amuse-bouche. I'm not sure, which will probably be.
Like, oh, an amuse-bouche. Wonderful. What the? Okay. Yep.
But there's certainly petit four, which is a bunch of tiny cakes.
Oh, that okay. That sounds good.
So I think it looks like more optimistic result than you expected.
I'm feeling a lot better about, like, because there's a kebab shop around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Riley had, no joke, folks at home, planned a route to a kebab shop.
I was ready to go to the kebab shop and like get something. And I was thinking, I probably can't do it while everyone else is eating, but I could probably slip away at some point after the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get a kebab, come back in, you know?
Have you written your speech?
No. I have made several attempts.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But Dennis, you've worked with me for many years.
Oh, scripts are, Riley and scripts do not mix.
You've worked with me for many years, and Dennis, you've been there firsthand to see what I'm like.
I've written a script for you to read, and it's been a nightmare, yeah.
Whenever you or James or anyone else is like, hey, here's a script, right? Unless I can read off the script, right? There are no shades of gray, right? Either I read off the script verbatim, or I have to make
like
it up.
Like a newscaster.
Yeah. Yes. I can do like the Ron Burgundy, right?
Yeah.
Or I just have to get a general sense of it and make it up. I can't like cue cards for me are no good because I look at them and then I either have to read what's on them or I get very confused and muddled and I don't say the right thing. So,
and you call out the person in ninth, for example, and not the person in eighth.
I don't mind the embarrassing stories that come up and I kind of enjoy, you know, the ribbing and that sort of stuff. That one
comes to you at 2 a.m.
That one really is one of the most painful and unpleasant memories when I accidentally read out the person in ninth and eighth at a GP. I still can't believe I did that.
I remember you thought about just eating the standings.
When I did it, as I said on the podcast before, when I read out the person's name in ninth, I was like, is there a way that I can rig the standings so this person actually gets in? Is there a way that I can hoodwink the judge staff?
You skip the person in eighth and then just hope no one notices.
Be like, yep, you're in ninth because I saw him cheating. Guards!
Guards, seize him!
Oh, man.
But you feel better about the meal now?
I feel better about the meal, but how do you feel about having me improvise a speech?
The word improvise gives me pause, but I think it'll be fine.
Do you want me to script it?
I don't know. It'll make Nikki nervous if you improvise it, so maybe she's probably going to listen to this episode. Ooh. Well, it'll be fine. I am personally not worried.
Basically, the choice is either you get a thought out speech that I read effectively, right? Or a more natural speech that I have a vague idea of the stuff that I want to say.
The latter is probably better.
The latter is going to be better. It's going to be a better experience for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've bookmarked in the itinerary for the day, I've bookmarked you for 25 minutes. I hope that's enough time.
Are you joking me? Are you kidding?
That's a joke.
Because I could do it. You know,
you could.
I
you
know I could
do
20,
more for less.
You know, yeah. I could do 25 minutes. And then here's the really funny part. So Dennis and I one time were, no, listen, I know about these speeches. I know that there are things that I've got to make sure it's not about. Number one, mm-hmm. not about me.
Yes.
Number two, Dennis, not about you.
Mm.
No. A good speech at a wedding it's not about, you know, embarrassing the groom, and it's not about showing everyone, like, you know, it's not an open mic night. You don't have to worry about getting invited back the next week, right?
Right.
A good speech given by, I don't want to use the term best man because I know you're not really doing that, but that is kind of, that's,
they all have different duties.
That's kind of the theme that we're in here. What is it supposed to do is it is supposed to help the other guests at the wedding get to know the couple better from someone else's perspective that they may not have seen or understood before.
You are the only groomsman with a speech, though, Riley.
Really?
Ashin has a reading, and Darren's doing the music.
Darren's doing a song and dance number. Hello, my
Darren's
baby.
Playing guitar
Hello, my
for
honey.
The whole ceremony.
What?
Darren's playing guitar for the whole ceremony.
Oh, nice.
Which is nerve-wracking for him, but I think it'll be fine.
I'm glad he got that. I mean, I could do it as well, but I'm glad that he got that gig.
Oh, she could too, but I think, yeah.
Who is the... Am I the least talented guitarist out of the three of us?
Yeah, you're probably more talented than Ashin, but Ashin's only recently started taking it seriously, so I'm not sure. I haven't heard him play in a long time.
Okay.
Darren, like... I've been to, like, gigs that Darren's played. Like,
oh, so he's, like, a professional musician.
No, he works insurance, but he has a lot of guitars.
Nice. All right. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so I've been doing my research on what... Also, like, okay, so Full disclosure, I've done research, right, about like speeches.
You Googled how to write a best man speech, what to do, what not to do.
I did. Yeah. And there was a great article from, I can't remember the publication, but it was written by Obama's speechwriter.
Ooh.
Right? So I was like, here are some great tips. And I continued my research looking at the other ones. And there were ones that are like, here is our template for a best man speech. It was filled with the, and it was like, you know, here are some great jokes you can use to warm
some
up.
Great zingers.
Yeah, and the stuff that was in there, Dennis, was so painfully and like cringe inducingly bad. It was unbelievable. Like stuff like, and of course, all of the blokes who are out there on the bachelor party, well, that was a time to remember. And if none of us have told you the stories, just check the local papers for those dates because that'll have all the details for you. It's like, oh my goodness.
That's an all right gag.
That's not a good gag, dude.
It's fine.
And all the gags about like, and now obviously tomorrow you won't be a free man anymore. It's like, that's not...
Yeah, Nikki's put a moratorium on ball and chain talk, yeah. I think.
Like, it's so horrible. That sort of... I hate that shit, man. I hate that sort of stuff. Like when, you know, your mate who's married and he comes over for board games or whatever else, his wife doesn't come, he's like, nice to get a bit of time off. It's like, you married this woman.
You chose and spent a lot of money,
like,
probably.
Like, you don't have to spend your life with her if you don't. If you need time off from her, you can have as much of it as you want if you get a divorce. No, there'll be none of that.
I do think that mentality is fading. The like ball and chain joke.
Yeah.
Is definitely fading. Did you give a speech at Adrian's wedding?
Yes.
Oh, great! So we got the dry run out of the way. That's good.
I made that up. That was off the dome.
How'd it go?
Reasonable. Do you know what Obama's speechwriter said? A good best man speech is forgettable.
That's interesting. It's not your day, yeah.
Because they don't want you. You shouldn't. They shouldn't be talking about you.
So
at the end of the wedding, they shouldn't be saying, "Wow,
Riley's speech
Riley
amazing,
did a
yeah.
good job." What they should do, what the speech should do, is again highlight or illuminate or reveal parts, a perspective on the couple that wasn't available to everyone else beforehand, because you're sharing your experience of them and opening up your perspective of the couple.
So Nikki's father's going to give a speech, which I'm nervous about, Riley,
okay.
Because at Nikki's sister's wedding. Mm. Nikki's sister Sarah married a lovely young man named Teddy, whose real name is Brian, but everyone calls him Teddy. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And during the speech, Nikki's father, or Sarah's father, I suppose, was talking, giving him out and saying some nice things. And he said, and of course, then, you know, Sarah met Terry, and everybody calls him Terry.
That's
now,
very
it's
good.
Great.
So now his name is Brian, who became Teddy, and now he's
Teddy,
Terry.
Terry.
That's great.
So I can't wait for
well,
to
given
hear
that,
about
given
Nikki,
that your
about
future
Nikki
father-in-law is traditional with a capital T, I'm surprised that that's the worst thing that he said.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's very fair. All right, Riley, we're 33 minutes into the podcast. It's probably a good time to answer a question.
Yes, that's right, Dean.
We did say a big show. We had a lot to get through.
We did. Dennis, we've got an Am I the Asshole question. And it comes to us from my Twitch chat.
Mm-hmm. And it's about you, Riley.
And it is about me, Dennis. The Am I the Asshole on this question? The I is, in fact,
so
I.
A little bit of a Who Watches the Watchmen situation here, but we'll see how it goes.
So for those of you who don't know, I did a little charity fundraiser thing. I have had hundreds and hundreds of boosters. I don't really know how I'd got them all, Dennis.
Oh, if when you travel to events and things like that, you do just kind of accrue them. If you go to a staff party, you would get given them by fans and things like that. You'd be drafting or whatever behind
and
the
and you just pick them
the
up
scenes.
Randomly. When you and I went to WotC one time, like the headquarters, we got a little goodie bag and we got like a couple of boosters and that. Anyway, I've just been collecting them. They've just been sitting here doing nothing, right? I'm like, I actually want to get rid of these things. I'm sure there are people who want the cards inside. I'm going to basically, so what I did was a charity drive. The top eight donors, we did a box break basically, and they got white, blue, black, whatever, all that sort of stuff. So hundreds and hundreds of boosters, right? And I made a list of all of the boosters that I had. Eldraine.
Was it for the Smith family?
Smith family. $6,000
raised. How much money did you, $6,000?
Over $6,000.
It's going to buy four or five children easy.
Yeah. War of the Spark, heaps of them. Throne of Eldraine. A couple of mystery boosters in there. Modern Horizons 2. Great. Right? Sit down to Boston. I keep all the good ones till later, you know. Eternal Masters, right? Again, the Modern Horizons one. When it comes time to open the Modern Horizons boosters, I realize, and you can go back and watch the VOD, on camera, I realize they are not Modern Horizons 2 boosters. They are Modern Horizons 1 boosters.
Oh, you scammed them!
And this is what some people in the chat were saying. They're like, wow, you scammed people, right? you said it was Modern Horizons 2. There was one, the top donor selected lands, right?
Mm-hmm. Hoping to get those shock lands from Modern Horizons 2.
Well, fetch lands in Modern Horizons 2. Lands potentially in War of the Spark, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. But the person who put lands, I asked them, I was like, I'm sorry, how are you feeling? Like, I literally couldn't care less about this. But other people in the chat were like, wow, nice job scamming people.
But the EV on the two boosters is roughly equal.
It's higher for Modern Horizons 1. Modern Horizons 1 is more valuable, even though it doesn't have Ragavan, right? Or fetch lands. It's got, like, ridiculous... It's got Force of Negation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got... Does it have Chalice? No, that's Modern Masters. It's got all sorts of stuff, right? Really, really good stuff. Anyway, Dennis, am I the asshole for giving away hundreds of boosters, hundreds and hundreds, potentially thousands of dollars worth of cards, right, to benefit a charity, an Australian kids charity, and for having, I guess, given people the opportunity to willingly contribute money, donate money to aforesaid charity in exchange for cards that I then ship to them and after opening on stream?
No. I mean, I would think you could argue it was an honest mistake even if you'd been the one keeping all of the money.
I mean...
But considering it's all for charity, that does kind of give you definitely a free pass.
But the fact that it wasn't... It's not as if I was like, hey, I'm opening 200 boosters and then, like, I post a picture of... you know, a big pile of boosters, but you can only see the face of the top one and it's Ultimate Masters and that's it, right? And you think, oh, it must be 200 Ultimate Master boosters. Haha, suckers. It's Core Set 2019. It's Born of the Gods all the way down. Like, I didn't do a bait and switch. I just thought it was Modern Horizons 2, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it's not. You didn't.
I couldn't believe I got called out.
As Voxy would say, Riley, you're 100% pure in the eyes of the Lord.
I couldn't believe I got called out for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, the person who actually stands to lose anything from it didn't care at all, right?
Yeah. And I tell you what, lands is a good pick because they got all the snow-covered lands, which are like a dollar or two. They got all the foil basics. They got all the special, like, Theros basics. They got all the basics that were nice at all. Also, I had 50 boosters of Eldraine, right? And the only common in Eldraine that's worth more than a dollar is Mystic Sanctuary.
How many of those?
They got a lot of Mystic Sanctuary sets. The funniest one though was because we went through and we like looked up the good cards in all the different sets. I had one Born of the Gods booster. Mm-hmm. Dennis, would you like to guess how many Born of the Gods cards are worth more than $10?
Is it just Bremaz?
It's just Bremaz. Guess what was in that booster?
Oh
baby, we did it! Ripped open a Bremaz. Don't worry about it. No, it's huge. We got some cool stuff. You can go back and watch the VOD. Twitch.tv/Rulinut.
Was it a popular stream to do?
Yeah, a fair few people tuned in, but we opened...
how many boosters do you have in total?
Nothing huge, but like we got a Greyhenge, a couple other things. Foiled Narset was nice. Go on, sorry.
I said, how many boosters did you have in total?
200 and something.
Jesus. I mean, you stuffed them with 50 Eldraine packs, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a lot of Eldraine packs. I don't really know where they are.
And the bait and switch.
I know.
Sounds pretty sus to me,
I
dude.
I scammed people out of their money and then gave it all to underprivileged Australian children. So my dastardly plan worked out, Dennis.
So, Riley, speaking of charity box breaks.
Go on.
We're running one. Not you and I, Sean Fireballers. Mm-hmm. And you can go to, made the domain work for this, which is what I was doing while you were telling that story. My apologies. Mm-hmm. You can go to mtgalphabreak.com to get there right now.
MTG.
Riley, Alpha.
Alpha Break. I think you said Alpha Break. Alpha Break. No, yep.
mtgalphabreak.com. Okay. Because, Riley, yep. This is a break that contains two Alpha starters.
Wow. Way to completely upstage me and my Modern Horizons 2 boosters, Dennis. Hang on. Are you sure it's Alpha starters and not, you know, are you sure it's not an M13 Planeswalker intro deck?
It is
deck?
An M13 Planeswalker, a Johnny Planeswalker deck. No, it is two Alpha starters. Now, full disclosure, one Alpha starter is in the shrink wrap in the box. Mm-hmm. One of them is out of the box, but still in the shrink wrap. So we do know what one of the cards is.
Yep. I think you've mentioned this before, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
What is the card again?
The card that's visible is Mana Short.
That's right.
So a slot right in this break is $1,000.
And that's for one card.
That's for one. Everybody gets one card.
You too could have a Mana Short.
this, but these are probably some of the best condition alpha Magic the Gathering cards in existence. It's pretty spicy. Every red cent. This is not even all proceeds go to, and it's like, well, we're actually going to pay everyone who works on it a bunch of money, and the proceeds. No. All money in goes straight to Acres of Diamonds, which is a charity for
one second.
Homeless women. Good.
What happens to charity things? Usually, like,
you can say all proceeds go to, and you can fudge how much you use to, like a lot of big charities, like really big charities, fall under trouble for this. For saying all proceeds go to things, and they fudge how much money they cost to operate the charity.
So you're saying that I didn't have to give them all of those $6,000?
Yeah, you could write yourself a $5,000 check for operational costs of running the stream and stuff. Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Mm.
And all the boosters as well? Like, I could get them written off and, like...
Well, you probably have to give those to someone.
No. I mean, I'll give them the cards, but, like, the cost of the boosters, I mean, surely I could take that out of the pot as well.
You could probably still write that off as a charitable donation, technically, if you really want.
Yeah, but what about... And also, like, my time as well for the boosters. I mean, very expensive hourly rate. Thousands of dollars an hour.
Mm.
So I just what?
You've incinerated some value, Riley.
I could have given them, like, $50 and kept the rest for myself.
Alec doesn't even buy a whole child.
What a waste of money. Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what. Next charity drive I do, I'll be very careful. What do you have to say? All proceeds go to?
I believe so.
I think I even said that because that's what you say when you do it. I think I put that on the poster because that's what you say when you're doing a charity thing. All proceeds go. People are out here scamming charities.
Again, I am not a lawyer. I don't know.
People are out here scamming charities, and I missed the opportunity to do that.
The distinction we're making for this charity break is that all money in goes directly to Acres of Diamonds. And you could, Riley, there could be a Lotus in there.
I'm not interested in this box break anymore. All I'm thinking about is that $6,000 that is going to go be used by Australian children when I could have that myself buy cheeseburgers with instead. I've just scammed myself. I didn't scam the viewers. I scammed myself, Dennis.
You scammed yourself. Scammed myself. You are the asshole.
Anyway, when's the alpha box break happening?
We haven't picked a date yet. It's going to take a while to fill up, but it should be in December, I think. Head to mtgalphabreak.com.
Yeah.
Get your hands on. Oh, really, genuinely, unironically, own a piece of Magic history for a very, very good price, to be totally honest with you.
$1,000. And for a good cause. How are you going to... Like, you're going to have to get them out with a robot.
I think Marshy's going to do it.
Okay, well, I'm going to pop a pair of gloves on and... ooh, all right. He's got surgeon's hands, though. He's got steady hands.
All right. We got a question here right from Mallow.
Yeah, this one's interesting.
They write in and say, "Dear Smar, LGS relationship advice." I love that subreddit.
LGS relationship advice.
How do I, quote unquote, break up with my local game store? I mostly play Commander and Pauper. My game store runs two drafts, one Pauper night and one Commander night each month.
Ew.
Drafts Commander usually fire, barely, but Pauper often doesn't, with just me, my partner, and one other person turning up for it, which can be frustrating to make the trip for. In my city, the store used to be the top dog for Magic when I first started playing back in Dark Ascension, but since then other stores have opened, players have left, and I get a defeated energy from the staff, with NTG responsibilities being given to a part-timer who is lovely, but has openly admitted that he's not really that bothered about Magic. I've somewhat decided already that I should find another local game store. Mm-hmm. My head says that I should move on, but my heart wants to stay and support the store, even though it feels like a losing battle to get the experience I want out of it. My question, therefore, is how to negate the guilt I might feel in moving on when it feels like the right decision. Thanks, Mallow.
Well, I'm very glad that Mallow Man isn't saying, what do I do? What should I... How do I proceed? It sounds like your mind is made up, and that is the hard
part.
Makes
a lot easier.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
The other thing is, Riley... Mm. As much as you're worried about how you're going to move on, it sounds like the store's already moved on.
Sounds like the store's moved on from you.
The store doesn't love you anymore, dude. The store is posting pictures with this new guy from college that seems to be hanging out with a lot on Instagram. Yeah. And, like, it doesn't look like they went on a date, but you don't see anybody else at, like, the brunch they went to. Like, it's time. It's time to call it, dude.
It sounds like Mellow Man has made up that. How do you negate the guilt that you might feel in moving on when it feels like the right decision? This isn't just a magic advice question. This isn't just a relationship advice, an LGS relationship advice. This is life advice, Dennis.
There's a great scene in The Devil's Advocate, Riley, which is a movie that I would recommend.
Dennis is going to tell this anecdote now for the fourth time on the podcast.
Have I?
Yeah, many times. But do it again. It's a good one.
What's the anecdote?
Who are you carrying all that guilt around for?
Yeah, guilt is a bag of bricks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you carrying that bag of bricks for? Put it down. Yeah.
It's true. That's a lesson that I learned from
Dennis. Al Pacino, he might be playing Satan in that movie, but he's got some good points.
People come and go. Things come and go. People change. It's not bad, necessarily. Change is something that we all fear, naturally. Inertia is a powerful force.
When you go to the shop, you buy a sandwich, like, you want your change, you go, ah! And you run away. I understand. We've all been there.
But when... when things change, and when particularly there is part of you that feels like it's the right thing, you just kind of have to lean into the change and accept that things aren't the way that they are. And
rolling with the punches is a very effective way to live your life.
Yeah. Like, there are some... we talked about this, Dennis. Well, I talked about this on the podcast that you couldn't be bothered showing up for. You know, I'm not a religious person. But the prayer for serenity or whatever it's called? Mm-hmm. Grant me the strength to change what I can, the serenity to accept what I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? And sometimes you've got to stand and fight, dig in your heels and die on the hill. Other times you've got to accept that it's not a battle that is worth winning, not even a battle that's worth fighting, and you just got to let it go. I really miss playing D&D with the guys that I used to play with when I was 18, right? None of us had jobs. We were all like, it was the time between high school and university. We had no responsibility. We had nothing else to do. We just played D&D all the time, every day, whenever we could. Go around to Adrian's, go around to Andrew's, and we just played D&D till 7 a.m. sometimes. Right? Adrian lives in Denmark. I live over here. Andrew and James still live at home. Every now and again, we're like, we should play some D&D, and we try. We get on Skype. We get on Roll20. We try. You know, if we're all in Australia, we might get together and we'll be like, for one night, you know, for one night, it'll be 2007 again. But that's just not how things are anymore. And it's sad. And I wish they were in many ways. But
it's nice to have things to miss.
I'm glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe the LGS that you're missing or that you go to now, you know, maybe it was the best one in Dark Ascension, and maybe some of the most precious memories of your Magic playing life are centered in that place. But it is not that place anymore, and that's okay. Because
there are other places. There are plenty more LGSs in the sea, which you've already acknowledged, and opportunities to make fresh new memories in them.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But even without that, it is okay for something wonderful to exist only in the past and only in memory, and attempting to drag something like that into the future for old time's sake. I mean, old time's sake is, you know, it's important. And there are people in my life who, if they approach me, they've got a good, even if we're not particularly close anymore, they've got a good amount of old time's sake bank that will mean that I'll go out of my way to you know, for them. But it doesn't give anyone or anything a free pass.
No. And I'm a little conflicted here, because the advice I give on whether or not you stick to this local game store or move to a different one is heavily dependent on whether or not this game store lists on the Child Farmville Marketplace. if they don't, burn it to the ground. Get out, find somewhere else.
It sounds like Mellow Man is already on the way.
You've made your mind up. And look, I don't think you have anything to feel guilty about. As much as I am usually pro small business, Dennis, you don't owe these people your business if they're not offering a service that you're interested in anymore. No. And it turns out that service is Pauper Nights and it doesn't exist.
Yep. You shouldn't feel bad about this.
If the store has moved on, I hope it's moved on to something else. Like you say, they used to be big into Magic and they're not anymore. I hope they're running lots of Warhammer tournaments. Hope the store is doing okay. But if you're not the target clientele anymore, them's the breaks.
It also sounds like, it doesn't sound like you've cut and run. This is not rats off a sinking ship. The ship is halfway down.
No, the ship is in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. And the rats are desperately attempting to reach the surface again.
You can only go to so many Pauper Nights where it's you, your partner, and one other person before you are the fool.
Yeah.
And I think you're past that point.
Exactly. So don't feel bad about it. Be grateful for the memories that you forged in that place. And know that, you know, the place that it was when you were playing Dark Ascension exists in your memory. And always will. But you don't have to feel bad about not going there anymore.
Riley, we get to do my favorite thing now.
What is your favorite thing? Is it Kojima chat time?
No. We don't have time for Shenron's goldfish.
Are you
question.
Kidding? What time? How long have we been talking? We did one question.
We're at 50 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Next week on Smart.
I'm going to create the doc now. I'm going to create the show notes now. Episode 111. Starting off, who is it?
Shenron's goldfish. My favorite. Next time on. Previously on Smart.
All right. Shenron's goldfish question coming up next week.
I'll be a married man for your question, Shenron.
Wow, Shenron's goldfish. Dennis is keeping his marriage. That doesn't work. He's getting married to answer your question. I don't know. I'm too busy making this document, which is done now. Okay, excellent. All right. Great. Well, we'll be back next week with Arcane chat as well, probably.
We can try and have watched the episode before the. That's not going to work. Well, could we do it on Tuesday?
Potentially, yeah. We'll put it up. We'll message. If you want to get it, you can still get in on it. If you want to get in on patreon.com/scrimyriver, you can get in on
We'll make a Patreon post so you all see it, and we'll tweet about it as well. Give people a last chance, things like that.
Yep.
And we'll go watch Arcane. We're going to make Riley watch a League of Legends anime. 2 hours of it as well. Get your popcorn ready for
Dennis
it.
Dennis is also getting married this weekend.
Yes.
Which is pretty huge.
We talked about that a lot already.
It's still a big deal, dude. I mean, we never get to talk about this again.
That's true.
We never get to talk about the fact that you're getting married ever again. So let's make the most of it.
We get to do a review of your speech on the podcast next week.
What are you worried about? What's your biggest fear?
Currently, I have to get my waistcoat today, like right after we record today. Currently, that doesn't work out, basically.
If they accidentally sewed it backwards or something.
Yeah, some shit like
that. You have to wear a backwards waistcoat. That'd be embarrassing.
Hello, I'm Bizarro Dennis. The marriage doesn't count.
Yeah. The marriage and the ancient Irish law.
I had my waistcoat on backwards. The bylaw.
Yep, exactly. Yep. The County Dublin law marriage laws clearly state
that if my waistcoat is buttoned backwards, I am now king.
The King of Ireland returns. The
King of Ireland. Oh my God. They did say it'd come from the east.
What else? Anything else?
Not really. No. Everything's kind of sorted. It's a small wedding, so there's not a lot of moving parts. Okay. Nikki has a lot more. Nikki's done the vast majority of the organizational lifting, which was by design, but also it's filled with a little bit of resentment leading up to our wedding day, which is deserved on my part, but that's okay.
But that's classic for you two.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big part of your relationship. Is that Dennis will do a lot of very hard work in a frantic effort to catch up on the effort that Nikki's put in, generally make things worse, and then Nikki will come in and clean up the mess that you made. In quite a literal sense, in many cases.
Yeah, so if she's not ready for that, then we got a problem on Saturday. I think anyway.
This shouldn't be a surprise to Nikki.
No, this is going to be setting the tone for the next 50 years of our lives, so I hope she's prepared for that.
Well, best of luck to you and yours at the wedding. I mean, I'll be there. You'll be there. But, you know.
Nikki keeps saying, this is her last day in work, but she has tomorrow and Friday off. Keeps saying, it's my last day in work as a single woman. And I keep having to remind her, she's not single. Yeah. She's just not married.
Yeah, she's not single. Oh, dear. Oh, well, it'll be fun. We'll be back with a full report. Unless we're not, in which case, you know some shit went down. If we're back here next week, it's like, Dennis, I'm ready to get into the Goldfish question. Let's talk about Arcane. Not a peep on the weekend.
Never talk about the wedding again. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, if you never hear about the wedding again, you'll know that something.
It's like the bachelor party all over again. The less you hear, the worse it went.
Exactly right. All right, we're done. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you back here next week for Arcane chat. Definitely Goldfish question. Definitely wedding chat. Maybe.
Hopefully. Yeah. thank you to chanfarble.com. Head on over there. Scoop up code smart. Head to mtgalphabet.com. Make magic history. Give it to a good cause. Buy a secret lab chair. Let him know Dennis sent you. I don't think it'll do anything, but I'd appreciate it if you did it anyway. And stay fresh, cheese bags.